What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Are you ready for roast battle? For your referee, Brian motherfucking Moses! 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 Moses!
Oh, come on, keep going. Keep fucking going! Keep it going! This is that Roast Battle Podcast. We're here again. I'm Brian Moses. Coach T.
Hey, what's going on?
Today, we're the most controversial podcast outside of this guy's podcast, in my opinion. I've got the hardened, the gritty, the venomous Luis J. Gomez.
What's up?
I don't know, man. You're a Just for Last Fresh Face.
He was a Fresh Face this year?
No.
A few years ago. Yeah, I'm old school.
Yeah,
I was an old man at New Faces. I was like all these kids sitting around, like, and I'm like grizzled. I got wrinkles and shit. I got a kid at home.
Yeah, but
it was embarrassing.
That's a badge of honor, though, dog.
Doggy, when I finally got to Montreal, and that was the first time I ever saw Roast Battle, by the way. Montreal.
Really?
It was the first time we did it.
I remember because he did it with us.
I got asked to do it against Alex Edelman, and it was really fun. First time I ever heard. I saw it in that little fucking place up in Montreal, and I was like, this shit is fire. It was a magical experience, man. And I get why everyone jumped on board, and I get why it became a TV show, and now it has this podcast. It's because you see it that first time, you see it live, and you're like, oh shit, there legitimately isn't anything like this. Oh. And I was blown away. And also, I do dirty comedy. I do adult comedy, and this is the only format on any mainstream level where you can get away with saying some crazy, fucked up, racist, dark, depraved shit. So the level, for me, Roast Battle is a very important show. It has a place in society right now where, you know, and it's proof that, you know, you have people, dude, they say some racist, crazy shit.
Yeah.
I roast battled Aaron Berg in New York, and my dad was stabbed when I was 4 years old. He showed up with a fake knife sticking out of his side.
He did.
And blood. And he roasted me as my dead dad.
And oh my God.
So for me,
I saw it on Periscope.
That shit, it's important. It's important to open that window so we can go out and create real comedy and do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Because Roast Battle tricks people into, I don't want to say tricks people, but what it does is it makes people realize, like, oh shit, I do want to hear some fucked up stuff. It's not all anti-Trump or political, or you don't have to have that sensibility. You can just say some fucked up shit and people like it.
I like that, man.
He
wrapped it up pretty well. You were on Roast Battle, the TV show, right?
Yeah.
And you battled
Karen Fian, my ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Current girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was the current. She was the current.
We were
girlfriend
dating
at the time.
Yeah.
And you thought that was a good idea.
Mm. Why not, baby? Come on, you gotta get on TV. Comedy Central ain't calling me otherwise. You take that opportunity.
That's so on brand for you because you're so just hard. You know, you're like, yeah, I'll talk shit to my girlfriend, and I'll break up with her through this.
Hold on, did that battle cause the breakup?
No, not at all. I mean, we're both crazy people. That's what caused the breakup.
Okay,
that battle probably kept us together a couple months.
Really?
To be honest with you, it was already getting hot, and then they called. We're like, all right, I guess we got to be together, right?
Okay.
One of the things that, look, when I do a roast battle or when I roast, I mean, I did the Rich Voss roast, I did the Big J roast.
Uh-huh.
when I'm writing roast jokes, I like to cut deep. I like to go very personal. Some people are very silly. You know, I like darker shit. That's also the New York style of roasting. New Yorkers are fucking dark, you know, and we did the Roast Masters at the Stand, and that's always the shit that would hit. Is like, you got a dead mom, boom, let's get on it, right?
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got to
It makes you guys hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, we're talking dead moms? Fuck yeah.
In LA, it's like, oh, this guy dresses whack. You're like, all right, kid, I'm talking about this guy's mom died yesterday.
They're not going hard enough out here in the West
Coast. Let's fucking talk about it, you know?
So who was the first battle? I felt like that was good.
Oh, that was Nicole Buchanan and Robin Tran.
My guy. Would you?
Yeah, we know Nicole. We know what Nicole looks like.
What does she look like?
Lewis,
what do you think Nicole looked like last night?
Nicole's, you know, cute for a toucan, and
a toucan.
I'd smash.
Is her nose? Oh yeah,
toucan.
She already looks smashed.
Yeah,
I hope you cut that too.
Nicole's very funny, and
super funny.
Yeah, Robin's very so funny too. It was just like a super night last night. You guys were doing like all heavyweight battles.
This is where I wish we had Pat because he could sell a little bit more. Yeah. Pat worked really hard to get literally the best of the battlers in
Pat
LA
Barker.
To come together. Pat's got a job because we don't make enough money to pay him. So he got a writing job and he's not here. But he worked really hard to get all of the dope people together.
Yeah, last night was a super card. It was Best of the Belly Room. Volume 1, it's like a mixtape presented by Pat Barker and the Roast Battle Show. It was Nicole Buchanan versus Robin Tran. It was Doug Fager versus Keith Carey.
Stay on Robin, though.
Okay. Yeah, so Nicole, it was an all-female battle.
If I don't know Robin, what do I need to know?
You need to go to Google. But Robin's a Vietnamese transgendered woman.
I think I need your help because we can't say you're very quick-witted. What else could we call Robin?
God's Abomination.
Okay, God's Abomination.
That's just one.
Just one of God's Abomination.
Let's meet your firing squad for tonight. This is a big one tonight, right, Jeff?
This is so much fun. Yeah. Earl, it's so fucking great to see you here, man. I fucking miss you, man.
I miss you too, dude. I miss the energy of the show that I built.
You built this, baby. From the ground up.
Earl, you were here on fucking day one.
Day one and fucked over from day two.
I mean, it was...
Earl!
But I owe every TV... This is on the reel. I've been a little aggressive. I've been a little aggressive tweeting.
And Instagramming and Friendstering and LinkedIn-ing. All those things.
Well, I'm sorry my episode of the podcast most downloaded in 2 days. I'm sorry. Go back to interviewing open micers.
You're right. We'll go back to doing Sarah Silverman, Jeff Ross, Jason Reitman. I'm sorry. We'll still beat
them all in the ratings. So what does that tell you?
You're right. You and the Sklar brothers are killing it right now. Sorry. Yeah,
great battle they had.
Yes. Earl, I always say this about you. I don't say this about a lot of people. I think you should do a podcast.
You should too.
Tell him, Earl. Tell him, Earl.
Why is everyone giving me shit for wanting to battle Jeff? Because you faggots in the back don't have the balls to do it.
Okay.
You're battling your loser friends from Orange County.
I'm not battling you.
Orange County? Blake Griffin's from Orange County?
What's his number in the rankings? What are we going to get the kid from the St. Jude's commercial next?
All right, who's ready for these battles? You guys ready for this? I'm ready. You should be ready.
Battle!
Come on! You're so much fun, audience. All right, both of these contenders have been on the television program, and you're gonna love both these two. First lady, and bring it to the stage. She's a UCLA grad. She battled Julia Rell on season 3. Make a loud for Miss Nicole Buchanan. Yes! Yes!
Fuck yes! Yeah.
Nicole Buchanan.
Moses.
Now, since Roast Battle aired, you're a television writer for the Stoker Roast on Netflix.
Yeah.
Look at that. The system works, everybody. You work your ass off, you can work for Netflix. All right. Now you're battling Robin Tran. Why is this happening?
Because they asked us to.
Hell yeah. Let's meet her. Hey, she's a bad, bad bitch. Love her so much. She's Thai, but she's here tonight. Make love for Robin Tran.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Can't even see you, bro. Can't even see you. All right, if I put my hand in your pocket, can I? I'm kidding.
Wait. Robin, what are you wearing?
John Cena pajamas.
All right.
Yeah.
She's got my vote.
And you're battling Nicole. All right, so you guys are both.
Are you transforming into a child? I love you, but I'm just baffled. This is two of my favorite people. This is going to be a great battle. I can feel it. They're both like fucking in a zone right now. Look at them.
Well, Robin's sleeping, so she's zoned out.
How many jokes are you going to do?
Five.
This is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Four of them are going to be really good.
What do you think, Tony? What do you think? This is a tour de force right here.
This looks fucking awesome. I've never seen a four battle a onesie before. I love your pajamas, Robin. Beautiful. I like them. It makes sense because you wish your penis was gone, Cena.
I wish I couldn't see it. All right, never mind. Boo.
Hello.
All right, this one around is five jokes. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big, big fucking night. Are we ready for this? These are professionals. This is Nicole Buchanan. This is Robin Tran. Let's roast!
Nicole has a tattoo. Nope. Nicole has a tattoo on her wrist that says invincible. And a razor blade that says, we'll see about that.
Oh, man. Before she transitioned, Robin actually was fired for sexual harassment and kissed women without their permission. I mean, Robert Tran was so creepy, he even kept a woman trapped in his body.
It's all true. Nicole says that she has borderline personality disorder because it's a lot nicer than calling yourself a fucking cunt who cries a lot.
Yeah, I have BPD, ADD, and Robin has a big old D.
It's not big. It's not very big. It's not very big.
Let's see it.
Robin actually gained a bunch of weight because it was the only way to make her dick disappear without health insurance.
Wow. I think she won the battle, you know, I'm not gonna lie. All right, hold on.
Nah.
That's what I love about Nicole. She doesn't take shit from anybody. In fact, when people call her Miss Piggy, she says, excuse me, but don't you mean Ms. Piggy? All right, I knew that was gonna bomb. All right, I'm sorry. I wrote it when I was really high. I love bumping mics, Jeff.
Good one. I like that joke. Good one. Thank you.
I like the joke.
Is that what you were wearing when you first watched it?
Oh, man.
Can we just make fun of you guys for a while instead? That was so
You'll
fun.
You'll have your chance. Okay. All right. Robin and I actually worked in a writer's room together. She hardly ever wore a dress, but she still did drag down an entire project.
It's true. Oh, Nicole, what is up with your eyes? I wish they would make like your legs and open up all the way.
You know, Robin, come to think of it, I don't think you need the surgery. It seems pointless to put a fake vagina on a real cunt.
Nicole, I know you're self-conscious about looking ugly on TV, but don't worry, you're much uglier in person. Oh, come on, that was fucking brilliant.
It's true, I'm hideous. Thank you.
Stunning and brave. You're
Look,
brave.
All right. That's so funny. You know, Robin doesn't ever want to be called brave. She wants to transcend definitions. You know, she wants to be bigger than her race and bigger than her gender. And I think you succeeded. You are bigger than most Asian women.
We bump some mics for you, baby. Hey, one more time. That was
great
fucking
battle. Great
beautiful
battle.
Work.
Wow. I don't know.
This is how you roast battle. Robin Tran, Nicole Buchanan.
All right, so Robin versus Nicole. After Robin and Nicole, who won that one, by the way?
I think Robin. No, Nicole did.
Nicole won because Robin came up there and, like, what did she have on? She had
like a onesie.
That was weird.
Like pajamas, yeah. John Cena pajamas.
It was John Cena pajamas?
John Cena, yeah, you can't see me pajamas.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, trans woman versus Nicole Buchanan.
And
I think that's the way to say it, right? Trans woman?
I don't know.
All right. We'll just call her Robin Tran.
They put so much focus on the fucking pronouns that it's like that's a glaring thing that everyone has to sit here and think about constantly. It's like, who cares? Right. Nobody's hate. I mean, I'm sure, I shouldn't say nobody. Yeah, nobody in the belly room is being hateful toward Robin Tran.
At all. Oh, nobody. She's a hero. She's a hero.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's a hero.
So
she's inspired others to do it.
But now you have people that just don't care, that doesn't care. I don't know if Robin's fucking had a surgery or I would never. It's just something that means nothing to me in my life. Unless I'm trying to suck it or lick it, it doesn't really fucking matter to me, right?
I got it.
But now they're making us spend so much time focused on what pronoun to use, if I might not. And we're sitting here and we're stagnant and we're not just having a conversation about this fucking weird looking chick that should have done better last night.
Her name's Nicole.
Would you? I thought Nicole killed though. Oh, hey, last night you said that battle was so. I thought that battle was dope. I like the new Robin. Robin is like less anxious.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. It wasn't as good as the Doug and Keith. You wanted every battle to be like Doug and Keith last night.
I thought Robin was good. It's just that Nicole was hitting her with some shit.
Was she? I mean, all right, I guess.
Am I off? Wasn't Nicole hitting her with some shit?
It wasn't that memorable.
I don't really hear the jokes. I'm literally just watching the crowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't that memorable.
It wasn't that memorable. Yeah. All right.
Curious what some of the battlers... Kim, what do you think of that battle?
Oh, my gosh. That was so good. Two of my favorite battlers, so I was really excited to watch. Robin, you look like you got fucked without a sleepover.
Not right.
And Nicole, you look like you get... Nicole, you look like you gave a guy gas money to take you on a date.
But half a tank, baby. Half a tank.
$5 goes a long way. But you both are amazing, great joke writers, but Nicole took it this time.
Obviously. Okay, it's one for Nicole. Who are you liking this one?
What do you think, Lewis?
What do I think?
of the battle, not the people.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know who I want to fuck less.
It's Kim. It's Kim, you mean, yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Pretty good battle, though, you got to admit.
It was a great battle. Both of these girls are clever. Very clever.
Leonard looks confused completely, by the way.
I really am confused by so many things. I feel like I'm watching a before and after commercial, but I don't know what the product is. See, this is why I don't do that. I said I was going to be nice
you
and polite
that. You
and complimentary.
That.
I don't normally. Hey, you know what? You guys are doing a great thing for whatever race you want to assign yourselves to.
Gender as well.
Or whatever you represent, you're doing it.
That's not a vote, by the way.
Oh, I'll give it to Nicole.
Okay.
Only because I hate his Snuggie.
First, it's a woman. That's a woman.
What? Okay.
That's Robin.
See, this is why,
you're being...
Positivity, guys. Love each other.
Wow. That was amazing. Lewis, who'd you vote for?
That was so opposite of positive. Love each other, especially this dude chick.
Yeah. That's not right, Leonard. Wow. Insecure taught you
know,
nothing.
We're all God creatures, you know, except for whatever that is.
That's Nicole. I know what that is.
I know you know.
Yeah. I definitely do.
I will say though, that Robin, that first joke was fire. I mean, that shit was hilarious. You know, I don't know.
Look, Robin's a fucking killer. Every time I see her perform, she murders. But I think that she had one joke that didn't hit. Nicole was nonstop, straight through fire. So you got to give it to Nicole.
All right. That's three for Nicole. Who do you like, girl?
Yeah, I don't like all these insults. I mean, Robin's a good dude, but she looks like she just got back from a sleepover gender reveal party.
Sleepover.
I love these two dudes, and... Nicole took it by a nose or by a dick. By a dick.
By a dick. All right. So Nicole's up by a dick. Tony, who'd you like?
This battle was uglier than both of their faces, which is just incredible, mind boggling. Mrs. Miyagi really put up a hell of a fight, but in the end, I think the transitioning woman into a man over there, Nicole, took it.
We're having a good time. Jeff, bring it home.
Does the judges ruling, or are they going to have the audience?
This is all you guys.
You know what? So clearly, Nicole, you're going to get all the votes. But Robin, you know what? You used to come up here like sweaty and nervous at these battles. Now you roll up here like a star. You don't give a shit about if a joke doesn't
Hell
work.
Hell yeah, though.
You're like rolling with it. Like,
that's how little I respect Nicole.
Yeah!
Like the way... Exactly.
Co-workers.
The way you're owning the room and making roast battle work for you, and you know, it's really fun to watch because you come a long way, baby. That is for sure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Nicole, you're fucking killing it. You guys endured so many jokes. I'm not going to make any more jokes. It's like painful as your friend, like to watch you like take these hits and they just bounce off both of you. It's so great. Nicole, five jokes in there, but there was really like 10 great laughs, and you were just like performing, and it was great. So congrats. Thanks for doing it, too.
Your winner, Miss Nicole Buchanan! Hug each other. Battle! Battle! Yeah! Woo! Nicole and Robin.
Why do you love New York? I know you're from there, but it's also like that place is just. I know you love it. Why do you love New York? Talk to me. Why do you hate this so much?
I love LA.
I think he likes LA.
I love LA. I'm in LA six times a year. I come to LA a lot. If I could be here, I would be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
I set up shop there, you know, and I'm also, I'm a hustler. I'm not like, I'm not one of these guys that are waiting for people to give me opportunities because it'll never come. It'll never come. So I have a podcast network, GuestDigitalNetwork.com. We have two offices in New York. We have a studio out here.
Yeah, get on that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have three podcasts that I do. I do a podcast with Michael Bisping. I have a five-year-old child in New York.
Yeah.
I have... you know, a podcast festival called, or not a podcast, a comedy festival called Skank Fest. So I have all of these things that legitimately keep me there. It was New York or LA. That was it, right? You got to go to New York or LA to learn how to be a good comedian and to get your chops. And I only have the option to live in one of those two cities right now. Until I'm famous enough to where I can just live where I want to live.
Yeah.
Because I do the road, you know, I perform in New York and LA a lot, but I'm on the road now a lot more than I was in the past. So you don't really need... you don't need to be in New York or LA, but you got to establish yourself to a point where you can just draw people on the road, get people to come out and see you, you know, do what you got to do. So,
that's good. I fuck with that.
New York's shitty. I don't like New York. New York, it's loud. It's dirty. But the thing that's dope about New York, which you guys got to understand, because I don't know how often you guys visit it.
Yeah.
Too much.
It has.
Keep me away.
It has the best of everything because people go to New York to become the best. You hear this in stand up all the time. Like, you go to New York to get good, you go to LA to become famous, right? That's the same thing in fucking banking, becoming a librarian. If you're in New York, you think you're a fucking rock star librarian. Okay. And they look down upon librarians from the Midwest.
Okay.
They're trying to be fucking straight up.
Major market.
Yeah.
I got it.
I didn't even know that.
It's true. So this is why if you're a celebrity and you walk down the street, I know some pretty famous people, I'll go out to dinner with them. Nobody gives a fuck in New York. Nobody's taking pictures.
Yeah.
The attitude in New York, I remember one time I was like 19 and I saw a fucking Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And I'm literally going like, fuck you, Hugh Jackman. Get the fuck out of here.
The city does that to you.
See, where are you from, Hugh? Get your fucking Australian accent out of my face. I'm selling comedy club tickets and this is my corner. You know, and that it's a different attitude. Now, I was in Vegas with Sal Vulcano from the Impractical Jokers recently.
Oh, this is like the name drop podcast.
It is. And well, no, I just saw Wolverine on the street when I was a kid.
I mean, he's Judge Rosebud.
Yeah, exactly. Did he really? Yeah, oh, shit.
He didn't shout you out, though.
I hope he didn't hear this.
He won't.
But
and he killed, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah, yeah.
So that must be the reason why the comedy style out in New York, when it comes to roast battling, just goes so hard. And it's not very dramatic. I don't feel like it's not very animated. It's a lot of guys standing, holding, leaning on a stool and just delivering fire.
Well, because I think people look down upon animated comedy. You know, it's funny I mentioned Sal Vulcano in Vegas on that trip. Me and Sal went to a theater to go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay.
I don't know Sebastian at all. And I'd never seen him perform live. I'd seen him here and there, like his stand up on TV or whatever. And you want to talk about animated? This motherfucker, I'm talking about like every cell in his body is choreographed within his stand up. And you see him fucking hitting these beats and he hits the corner of the stage and pivots. And it's very much a performance. It's very choreographed. It is really. The same way that I will use the word fuck to sort of accent a joke, he's using a shoulder shrug. It's crazy. It's really, watching it on that level, it made me appreciate it. I'm doing a special this week, and you know, I've added a lot more physicality into my act, specifically watching Sebastian, and that's L.A. You know, New York is like, they respect Dave Attell. You know, my jokes, blah, blah, blah. Tell your jokes, fucking that's that. And it's like, if you don't got fucking jokes, then get the fuck out, right?
Okay.
In L.A., it's like, yo, are you killing? Is the industry talking about you? Is everyone in the back of the room saying, oh, this guy's about to pop off?
Yeah, buzzing.
It's just a different thing, but you need to sort of...
Nigga, that's how you eat. What are you talking about?
You don't agree?
You got to move like that.
He's right.
He's right, but he doesn't like that.
I don't like that.
Because he wants the MF Doom and get his rent paid.
No, I like the Dave Attell method.
Yeah, me too.
But I like that.
But I put it like this, and we were having this conversation about Earl's thing.
But I do love Sebastian. It's hard not to like him. It's hard not to respect him.
But I feel like if you're an artist, if you have an artist, that means you have a message. And if you have a message, you have an obligation to allow people to connect to it. And some people cannot connect to Louis J. Gomez stomping around going, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's
not
like,
for everybody. I get that. I get that message. But I'm just saying. Like,
but you should be. If you like it, it's good.
No, I just don't like, you know, is that guy popping? You know, is things
going good? I mean, the popping shit can kind of
hurt.
That's
what I'm saying.
But what popping means is you're connecting to people. What's so wrong about making the effort to connect?
I know he hit that kind of nerve with you, Coach. I know what the fuck is going on.
It's no nerve. I just love bringing that up.
Yeah, you don't.
All right. Hey, this next battle is a great, 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 great matchup because we have a has-been versus an up-and-comer.
Now, this guy coming to the stage right now hasn't been here in a while. This is his first battle since winning season 2 of the television program called Roast Battle. Making his triumphant return, make it loud for the Mexican, Frank Castillo. Yes.
Good to be back, man. Moses.
It's the mountain, man. Where have you been, Frank?
Man, I've just, you know, been on the road featuring for a lot of funny people.
Okay. And now you're back, baby.
Yes.
Oh, Frank Castillo's return.
Oh, shit. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, the champ came back. So Frank came back versus Alex.
That shit might not even make the podcast, man.
I know. That was, see?
What the fuck was that? Look, get him, Lewis. Oh, hold on. Hey, didn't
Ring
Frank,
Russ.
Oh,
Ring Russ. Ring
and
Russ.
That was very polite of you because I believe that Frank said some bullshit to y'all, right?
What did he say?
Didn't he say some shit a couple
you
years
ago? Now you trying to instigate.
Nah, man, because no. Bring that same energy.
Oh, okay.
This man brought the same energy that he had, right? He said, I'm telling bitches they not funny. He gave context. He's the same nigga. Frank was like, oh, nobody on the East Coast can roast battle. And then he has the East Coast judging him, and this guy wet the fucking bed.
Yeah. Why are you so hard on Frank?
He fell asleep.
Why are you so hard on Frank?
He fell asleep.
Because you got potential.
Yeah, no, Frank,
that's literally
all,
what it is.
Frank's a monster, and Frank's one of the funniest people out there, period.
And you're back battling this young upstart, Alex Young. Why Alex?
Because he's thirsty, and he's fucking really good at writing, and I love watching him battle.
All right, well, let's meet this fucking thirst trap. Recently married, he's Vietnamese. He's been on the television program. I'm trying to make another statement tonight. Make love for Alex Young. Yes.
Yeah.
Now you heard the old man. Why are you battling this cat?
Oh, Frank's one of my best friends. Super funny. I mean, it's the holidays. I always wanted to battle someone with Feliz Navidad bod.
Hello.
Fire Squad, what do you think about this battle?
Why does Alex look more like an Asian chick than Robin Tran did?
I mean, if we're being technical, Frank looks more like an Asian chick than Robin Prince.
Couple of lady boys to
Frank,
men.
Did you miss it? Did you miss roast battling? Yeah. You missed it.
Yeah. You missed season 3.
Roast battle.
So
was,
did you.
Roast battle was always in
You're
season.
Right, yeah.
Roast battle was.
Three, yeah.
Roast battle was always in season. I love that two motherfuckers are willing to do it right now.
Yeah, these are some bad dudes right here. It's one round. It's 5 jokes, gentlemen. Who's doing this first?
Let's go, champ.
Champ, you ready? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a major event right here. Are we ready for this? Yeah. I thought you were. Frank, Alex, let's roll.
Alex's mom recently passed away. We were really close. She used to follow me around her liquor store.
Frank, my mom's death is a lot like your comedy career. See, she died in her sleep, and Frank dies while his audience is asleep.
Woo! He's a real Panda Express. Holy shit. Alex constantly complains about the whitewashing of roles. Leave it to an Asian guy to complain about Hollywood's dirty laundry.
Frank, you don't speak Spanish, you're marrying a white girl, and you listen to Coldplay. You're more whitewashed than the clothes your mother cleaned to get you here.
Alex looks like he said the N-word for every pair of Jordans his family's made.
Coming from the guy that looks like the minion that molested every minion.
Alex got a writing job before me. I'm not jealous. A writer's room is only as strong as its weakest chink.
Frank, I'm a... Frank, I'm Asian, but why do you look like you spent all your time at Panda Express as the panda?
You do look like a panda.
Alex actually made his TV debut roasting Robin Tran. Ironically, Alex looks exactly like Robin Tran if she could afford the surgery.
Hello.
Frank and his family can drink you under the table. It's also the only place they know how to get paid.
He's great.
Build that wall, baby. Frank Castillo. Alex Young. You're an audience. No, no.
Yeah.
I love one the more? Honorary mic bumps. That's a very, I appreciate yeah, baby. That.
Then we hug.
So much fun.
Let's,
no,
we're
going to
let the
Byron
Squad
let's
decide if we do another round.
Let's let the judges weigh in. You know,
but
people all the way from New York, one. They should get first crack at whatever they thought they just saw. Luis, what do you think?
I think both these guys delivered me food earlier this week.
Five stars.
Yeah.
Postmates.
Yeah.
Roastmates.
Look, it was close, but I got to be honest with you guys, it wasn't that close. I got, you know, I would love to give the champ his due, but I think Alex won that fucking battle, dude. He came out, he hit everything. You know, Frank, he was a little bit a little ring rust there. I feel like.
Ring rust. Yeah. Ring rust. That's the hashtag. All right. Ring rust.
Ring roast.
Yeah.
So some ring roast on you, Frank.
Wait, who speaks Spanish? What does ring roast mean?
You don't want to know.
You're just saying it for Gomez. You're just saying he looks rusty. You look a little rusty, right?
Yeah. He hasn't been in a couple of years, and I just feel like he was a little bit not as good as we usually see Frank. And Alex came to fucking win, and I feel like he won the battle.
Huh.
Hell yeah. All right.
Interesting. I bet Kim disagrees.
You know what? To be honest, I expected a little more overall from the jokes. Comedy Central just called. They canceled season 4.
First of all, they don't call. They don't. They just don't respond. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was really fun to watch. Frank, you look like you're a Mexican spy.
Give us jobs.
And as racist as this is, Alex really had it down to a formula. So he really did the chemistry of writing a good roast joke, and for that, I give it to him.
Technicality. All right. Well, 2-0 Alex Young now.
Robinson. Hey, I mean, Alex was really funny. I'm mad that Frank made me laugh at a really racist joke.
Are you really that mad?
No, not really. I don't know. I'll get over it.
He's still mad about Robin Tran.
Sorry, not my fault.
But, you know, bro. Frank's jokes really made me appreciate how good Jesus Trejo is. So...
Oh, my God. Leonard!
I want to give
you
it...
You said you'd be nice tonight!
I'm going to give it to Alex.
Jesus.
And rethink the rest of my night.
I mean, there's so many other guys. There's Dustin Ybarra. There's Rene Garcia. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like the racial demographics of this stage. Can we get the camera guy on stage just to get a white guy on there?
We have plenty of white guys. There's two more white guys. Don't worry.
Jay Light looks like shit. Before I give my vote, Frank did a joke, Alex, about you saying the N-word a lot. Is yes or no? Is that true?
Tweet me.
I vote for Alex.
Thank you, Earl. Very on brand, Earl.
I got something on brand for you.
Tweet me is how Asians say the N-word.
Tweet me. Yes, Tony.
I appreciated it.
Fun battle. I love the part where Frank was like, Vietnamese do so much laundry, and then he was like, Mexicans do a bunch of laundry. You know what? As far as it goes, I'm a big fan of boxing, UFC, and I think to beat the champ, you have to give a massive fucking performance. And you know what? Frank started off, sure, I'll say ring rust, which rust is easy to have when you have a wet back like Frank does. You know what? I don't think Alex quite fucking convinced me. I think Frank started coming back in the later rounds, and I'm gonna go a hard vote. I mean, granted, I voted for Trump twice. So.
Twice.
Yeah, I had an absentee ballot in Ohio, fuckos. Anyway, I'm gonna go with Frank. I'm going with Frank all the way on this. He's the fucking champ, and he's here for our entertainment. So Frank wins.
voted twice for Trump. That's a fucking rap line. That's a bar. Shit.
Where did that leave us?
It's basically all. It's all Alex right now. One for Frank. Everything for Alex.
Alex, you were great, man. You really were. You were so funny. You were in it, especially those early rounds. You were, like, super in it, and you were, like, performing. It was like you were about to fucking launch into a karaoke song or something.
You took survive.
You took those stances, and you've been working hard, and I could tell. And even when a joke didn't work, you were just sort of surfing along. It was fine. Like, not didn't work, but it was a little awkward. But I feel like... What? Frank, I don't know. Maybe I'm the odd man out, but I thought you were great. I thought you killed it. To take 2 years off and then come in and just put your coat on and your hat like you're about to shovel the walk outside.
I just wanted to dress up like my favorite comic from Bumping Mics. You know what I mean?
That's good. That was a long way to go, but that was a great joke. I'm going to wear 3 coats to roast battle in 90-degree heat so I could get one Jeff Bumping Mike's joke. Alex, you okay? Is everything okay? If you lose, do you somehow dishonor your family or something?
Heady Ketty.
You've been killing it, man. You've been killing it. You should be proud of yourself. But in my opinion, I know you won this battle, but I think, Frank, that was an awesome comeback. I still think, in a lot of ways, you fucking won that battle for me. So, great, great battle.
All right. It's 4-2. Champ, not victorious return, your winner, Alex Young! Wanted to give it to you. That's why. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two battles left. Two battles left. Two battles left.
Look, it is what it is. He lost that battle. People are trying to say it was a draw. They were trying to give it to Frank.
He's trying to be nice.
What do you want me to say here? It's like, and
that's
then
his first battle, like a year and a half. Yeah, yeah, he hasn't really done it.
He hasn't done it. He's probably nervous. The problem is when you're the champion. What I noticed was Frank was pretending to not be nervous.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which it's when you're faking confidence, especially like. Brown people smell that shit. Like, I don't know. I know it's like mostly white audience, but, you know, I feel like there is a definite, like, the spirit of African-Americans inside of everybody in the belly room during the roast battle show.
That's why Tekashi 6ix9ine says nigga all the time.
But anyways, Frank, the reason why I said that, because Frank said anybody on the West Coast will destroy anybody on the East Coast. This is what he said.
Well, we saw what happened when Eli came to the belly room.
It's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Eli. You've been saying that since day one, Coach.
Because you can't talk that shit and then do that.
But right. You also got to be, look, Eli is also a special guy. The reality is most people would lose in the belly room. Most New Yorkers would come in and get their ass kicked in the belly room. Not every time, but most of the time I think that would happen. Because you have to know it. I did it. I battled in the belly room. I know the difference now. Yeah. I'm going to go back and fucking... beat Kim's ass there. I feel like I could beat her.
We could do that special event.
That's explicit.
Yeah, yeah, she fucking.
What my thing is, I would be okay. Like one time we saw Frank and Jay tried to do. We saw Frank and Dre tried
too
to do.
Early for that, Lewis.
Tried to do a. They tried to do a tag team battle, right? And it sucked, but the effort was there.
Yeah.
And like, okay, I'm cool with you, but I'm like this. I was like, I don't really know. And you've been gone for a minute.
Yeah. And Alex is, you know, Alex is the monster.
That wasn't even Alex's hottest.
That's what I'm saying. It was.
Think Alex was that hot that night?
Alex was okay. They were both just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
it's a stacked lineup too.
It happens. It's just, you know, you get guys that are killers that you think they're. I've seen it happen with Eli, who was like widely regarded as our best. He's had a couple performances where you're like, oh shit, it's on TV. You know.
Yeah.
It happens. So
people become mortal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's but. Once again, like you have to, it's a confidence thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like you have to.
Oh, you just feel like you might have been shaky.
Yeah.
He was shaky. Dude, comedy is so particular. It's like if there is.
It's a rhythm thing, too.
Yeah, it's like if you're projecting an energy onto the audience,
right.
And Frank wasn't connecting with anything, it felt like he was reading jokes.
Yeah.
And especially in the belly room, you have to be a little bit more animated. You have to make eye contact with people in the crowd.
Yeah.
You have to make eye contact with the judges. There's little tricks that you don't even realize that, you know, it's the audience, it's probably boring.
That's real knowledge.
That's real knowledge.
But it's true.
A real roaster,
you have
man.
To legitimately connect with everybody. I try to make eye contact with it. Even when I perform stand-up, everybody in the crowd, I try to make eye contact with it at one point.
We're going to get into the rest of this next week. Thank you for another download. Thank you for your time. I'd like to thank Louis J for coming and hanging out with us. He said a bunch of really dope shit that you guys might have to hear in a bonus episode later. Please follow Louis on the social media app of your preference. Please support Gas Digital. That's the podcast company that he runs. To fuck with Louis is to fuck with us. That guy is an ambassador of the sport, a champion for free speech, and a warrior for self-validation. You'll hear the rest of this next week.
It's a good show.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.